in 1990, after he'd already served 10 years in prison, he formed a movement in Vietnam which was called the High Tide of Humanism Movement. And this movement was based on calls for peaceful political change. Unfortunately, after he'd formed this peaceful movement, he was arrested in June 1990 and then received his next prison sentence of 20 years.
What does this signify as far as, you know, government tolerance for criticism? Is this getting worse?
I think it signals that there is going to be no let-up in the current crackdown, which has really been going on for the last, at least since late 2009, where dissidents, peaceful dissidents, have been targeted by the authorities, arrested and charged under the National Security Section of the Penal Code. I think it shows that there is certainly no easing of that situation.
Nguyen Dan Quay has said the Vietnamese are inspired by the protests in the Middle East. What kind of evidence is there of that?
I don't think that there is any great evidence that Vietnamese population is, you know, going to go down the road of the Middle East at all. I think that there are a small number of dissidents who very bravely continue to try to talk about democracy, pluralism, freedom of speech, and all those kinds of things. But I certainly don't think that there is any indication at all that that's the road that people will go down in Vietnam.